Well, I thought we just edged it. We'd need to get the second one. And how many times have I said that? But it eluded us. But overall, against a really well-organised Charlton team, big, strong, physically powerful, we've shown a bit of resilience again, which, as I've said all along, when you're in the middle of winter, you've got to roll up your sleeves and sometimes grind a few results out. And that little bit of quality, which a great ball from Brady, delivery from a corner again, and we've nicked it from a set piece, which we're delighted about, and of course a clean sheet, which is the reason why we're in this position. Defensively, not just the defenders we've got, but the whole team as a unit, we defend very, very well. And you know, with a goal difference of +9 and we're second top of the league, we have to defend really well. And that's a pleasing part, because obviously, being an ex-defender myself, you know, the one thing you want to try and do is make your mark. And of course, I think we've done that.
I'll start at the end with your keeper, David Stockdale. Did he save you a couple of points at the
Well,
end
he did.
there?
He made a good save just when he needed to be, and that's what he's there for. You know, he's made up for the error he made the other night. So, you know, since he's come, though, he's been very, very good and very, very solid in what we're looking for. And of course, your goalkeeper's going to have to make a save sometime. So that's what we pay him for. That's why he gets a lot of money. And thankfully, he's won us the game today.
Okay, the man that did win it in terms of the goal, what did you make of Geddo's performance tonight?
Well, he's had a wonderful start. He's had a wonderful start, and he's a very, very good player. You can see, you know, he uses that bit of class, you know, and I hope that he's had a wonderful start. I hope that he can sustain it. You know, the big thing for him is getting used to being in England. It's the first time he's been out in Egypt to play, but certainly he's had a wonderful start to his career here. And I hope that his mentality makes sure that for the next 14 games anyway, that he stays with it. And to be fair to him, we're delighted he's here, and he looks as if he's enjoying it. Let's hope he can keep going.
Was that a good sign of his fitness? Because he played maybe longer than I
Well,
expected. You might leave him
I thought that too, but then all of a sudden there was one knocked into the corner flag within about 80 minutes, and he's took off, and I thought, wow, after that, mind, he looked like a broken down trotting pony, to be honest. But to be fair, he's had a wonderful start, and of course that was always going to be the ask, you know. But fair play to him. They've come here, wanted to play football, and again, a big thanks to the chairman, because without him, that wouldn't be possible at all.
How big a decision was it to play Simpson ahead of Robbie Coren ahead of him? Robbie Coren, 7 goals this season, your skipper?
Yeah, a big decision, but then again, he's played week in and week out. So he'll be fresh and available for Tuesday, which sometimes you need to do that. You know, I just detected, and the stats have told me that Rob Coren, unfortunately, and the one thing we can do with, you know, with all the modern stuff we've got, is monitor people of the levels that they're playing at in terms of the fitness levels. And I thought that it would be a time to give him a break, let him freshen up and be ready for Tuesday.
What do your stats say about David Myler's performance today? Or your footballer's manager's gut feeling about his performance
Well,
today?
Listen, he is, at times he's untidy. He's untidy. But you have to say he's a manager's delight. He gets on with it. He runs up and down that right-hand side. He's tough, committed, gives you everything he's got. He runs himself into a standstill. That's why he makes the mistakes he does at times. And overall, I think he deserved a goal. You know, he's had two headed off the line. He missed a really good chance with his head. But overall, again, he's another one who's had a wonderful start to his career here. And a main reason, I think, where we are, because he gives you that energy in midfield, which we haven't really seen before.
I agree. One downside, Paul McShane's injury. What's the news there?
Well, he's nicked a hamstring. We don't know how bad it is, but you know, we don't need any more defenders going down. You know, that's big Abdullah and now McShane, but that's what it is. You know, that's the reason why, in my opinion, of why we're where we are, is we've got a squad that's capable. We've been without two strikers, one for 3 months and one for 6 months. We've been able to adapt, and that's the strength of the squad, which shines through.